envision doing tonight, preaching, but I'm thankful for what he's been doing. I started college a few months ago. That's been going pretty well. I tried to think of something to break the ice tonight, but I can't do it. So if we would all stand for the reading of the word, we're going to be preaching on Psalms 42 and verse 2, and can't even read that, sorry, John 6:35. And when you're there, say amen. And, if the Lord's speaking to you tonight, and if he wants to move on you, let him move. Don't hold back anything. He's here to help somebody tonight. I was so burdened about this message last night that I feel like God's going to do something. I usually don't take too long talking, so we'll just see what happens tonight. Is everybody there? Okay, Psalms 42 and verse 2, it says, "My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" And then we're going to be taking text out of John 6:35. And when you're there, say amen, please. Okay. "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Can we just take this here, Lord, in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. God, I thank you for the opportunity you give me, Lord, to preach in front of these crowd. I pray, Lord, that you would just anoint me like never before, God. Let my words be few and yours be many. In your name we pray. Amen. You can all be seated. This is kind of different. I'm used to up here testifying, but it's kind of different tonight. So, but the message that God laid on my heart was to be desperate for God. To be desperate for God. And I'm just going to talk a little bit on 3 points of what he laid on my heart. And we're going to answer this question, what happens when we're desperate for God? And point number one, it's a different kind of point, but we will be able to stay saved. So many people backslide because they lose their desperation for God. I've seen it so many times where somebody comes in here, they get saved, or they even get filled with the Holy Ghost. Or they get called to preach, and they're so on fire for him, but then they slowly start to drift away. Yes, backsliding begins in the heart, but their desperation to seek God has been lost. In order for us to stay saved, we must be desperate. We must have a continual hunger to want more of him. See, when we're all saved, it's easy. When we all get saved, we're a new person, we're excited. We're excited to read the Bible, we're excited to pray. But when the devil starts attacking, that's when things become a bit tricky. He tempts us. He tries to steal our life, and it hinders our relationship with him. It's up to us to stay desperate so we don't lose our relationship with him. And I'm thankful because I've been desperate before, and I'm thankful for what he's been doing. And point number two was on, you will never hunger or thirst again. Jesus is enough and always will be. Amen. I remember when I was struggling badly. I was out in the world and had little hope, and then God started dealing with me about the word hell. And I remember I was just in my room, or the living room, and I was just sitting there, and God began to speak to me. I wasn't saved at the time, but he was like, if you die today, you won't be making it to heaven. And I began to ponder on that thought, and God began to deal with me uncontrollably. Because I thought it was harsh at the time, but no, it wasn't. Because if you have ever actually thought about the word hell and life after that, you'll be burning forever. And I couldn't stop crying. And it was later on 3 weeks, I got saved in that spot right there. And I'm so thankful that God found me in my place where I had little hope. The devil tempts us when we're not being desperate for God. It's easy for him to get into sin when we stop seeking him. We start to lose our hunger. We start to lose our faith. We stop reading our Bible. We stop praying. And the devil doesn't... I taught last Tuesday in Bible study, and I talked about how why the devil attacks us so much. It's because we have the ability to affect so many people's lives. And the devil doesn't mind if we go to church, but because if we don't apply it to our lives, what's that going to do? If we don't apply of what God is speaking to us, who can we affect? We're not going to affect anybody if we're just sitting in the back, just like the. Sorry, that was kind of weird, but we're just not going to affect anybody. But it says in Psalms 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and He's a good God. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." The Lord is saying, "Try me and watch what I'll do in your life. Try me and I'll give you the power to overcome temptation. Try me and I'll move those mountains that seem unmovable." There comes a place and a time where mountains, they seem like unmovable, where nothing happens. But all of a sudden, when we get desperate for more of God, when we get desperate that He's going to move into our life, that's what's going to happen. He's going to move those mountains that seem unmovable. And point number three is you can have as much God as you want. Amen. I love it so much. I love that. Because there's been times I needed a touch from God, and I was in my room. Or there's been times where I needed healing. Or there's times where I needed a breakthrough. I didn't have to wait for a Sunday night service. I didn't have to wait for a Wednesday night service. Well, I found Him right in my room. And I'm thankful for that. On the day of Pentecost, when the 120 were praying in the upper room, waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, they waited 10 days for that promise. And that showed that they were desperate. They were desperate for a move of God. And, you know, some people here today, I don't know your story. I don't know if you're struggling, but, you know, 2017, it might have been bad. You might have had some troubles. You might have wanted to give up, but you know what? It's a new year. It's 2018. You're still here. You're still in church. And and He wants to move in your life this year. You need to trust Him in your trials. You need to trust Him when you're going through the valley. You need to trust Him that He's still going to save your lost family members. And I'm still going to trust Him financially. And I'm just so thankful for what God's been doing. And He's going to move this year, I promise you. If you would be desperate for more of Him, if He's everything you've ever wanted, that you would just get control of Him, that you would just seek His face with everything you got and watch what happens. I promise you, you will never be the same. And that's all I have.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Good job. Good word. I'm going to read in a few minutes. Brother Tim, do you still have the Easy Worship program up? Is it good to go? I'm going to do Psalm 136, but I'm going to read verses 10 through 26. And I'm going to read it here in just a few minutes, so sit tight, and hopefully it'll be up here on the board. And then I'm going to be very brief here, and we're going to come pray. But one time, Brandon was talking about being desperate. One time, we were driving when we lived in Texas. We were going into Oklahoma to go to, I think it was a birthday party for one of our youth members down there. And we were heading to their house, and they lived in Durant, Oklahoma. And but they lived out in the boonies in Durant. And I didn't know how to get there. So I told them, I said, "I'll just put it in the GPS. Give me your address." And they told me, I said, "The GPS will not work with our address, but you can try it." And I was like, "Well, I'll try it because I can't follow your directions very well. And I'll just give it a shot with the GPS." I was hoping that mine was better than theirs, but it wasn't, I guess. And so I put their address in the GPS, and we got started. We made it into Oklahoma. We made it into Durant, and we were doing fine. And I knew they lived out in the country, so I wasn't too worried about being on one of those old country roads. And so we were on a road that was blacktop, and then we turned on to another road that was not blacktop, and so we were like, okay, this is kind of crazy, but I still, in my mind, I'm like, they live out in the boonies. This is the boonies. It's okay to be on a gravel road. Well, as we were driving down that gravel road, I looked around, and I realized I was in a farmer's field, and they still had the gravel road going through their field. It just didn't look like a road anymore. It just looked like one of their easements or something, and I was just like, well, this is weird. And the GPS still showed I was on the right track. So I was like, well, maybe it turns into a road somewhere else up here. And I don't know if you've ever been to Texas or Oklahoma, but out there, it's the Wild West, you know what I mean? And so I was trespassing, but I was okay. So anyways, we were out there on that road, and before long that gravel road became a grass road. And if a road has grass on it, that's not a good sign. And eventually that road, it led me into some woods, and that's kind of scary. And then it led me to a place where a tree had fallen down and everything was grown over, and nobody had driven down that road in probably 20 or so years. I have no idea how in the world my GPS took me that way, but I had to back it on up. I had to call them and say, hey, I you were right, I was wrong. I need to know how do I get where I need to be. And they had to point me in the right direction. What I'm trying to tell you is this. If you've been trying to get what you need and you've been looking at all the wrong places, you can go to the right place tonight. His name is Jesus. Amen. You don't have to trust your own way, your own heart. You need to get, like Brandon said, desperate enough for the Lord. Hallelujah. You know where you're going to find acceptance if you're looking for a place to fit in? You're not going to find it in the world. Amen. You're going to find it in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a place where you can be used of God, stop trying to do it your own way and force the situation. Rather, trust in the name of the Lord and let the hand of God leads you. But let me read these verses to you, and then I'll exhort on them just very briefly. Sister Katie and the ladies who are going to sing with you can go ahead and come on up here. But let me read these to you real quick. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. Feel free to read along with me if you want to. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. I read those verses so I could tell you this, that no matter where you're at in life, we serve a God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. We serve a God who's able to part the sea. He's able to survive you through the wilderness. He's able to bring you everything that you need. We serve a God who is a way maker. So what do you need him to do in your life tonight? I know God ordained this service to remind you he's making a way. And maybe to remind you that he's already made a way. But I just let me briefly just exhort it like this. The other day, my wife's grandpa, Papa Bernard, he was sitting there. We were at his house over Thanksgiving. And he was talking to us about his church. And he said that there in their Sunday school class, they had a lady who had been a volunteer at a woman's shelter. She was their teacher. And she brought in some of those people who were in their program into the Sunday school class. And while they were sitting in that Sunday school class, they read this passage of Scripture. But she had several of those young ladies, instead of reading it the way we read it just now, they put their own story in there. And so their story would go like this. He brought me away from the streets, for his mercy endureth forever. He saved me from a life of prostitution, for His mercy endureth forever. He got me off of those drugs, for His mercy endureth forever. He restored the relationship I had with my family, for His mercy endureth forever. He got me back together with my kids, for His mercy endureth forever. He saved me when I should have lost my life. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. So he said that those ladies, he said it was powerful the way that they did that. And I began to think about that. I've been sitting on this for a little while thinking about this. And I began to think about people at our church, hallelujah, who they, if they did the same thing, they'd say, you know, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. His mercy endureth forever. And I came through shining like gold, for His mercy endureth forever. I battled cancer. Sister Ramey, you could say my daughter lost her battle, but God won it, amen, and healed her on the other side, for His mercy endureth forever, amen. And so many of you, I thought about your lives. You could say, hey, when I was younger, I was addicted to drugs and to alcohol, but His mercy endureth forever. I messed up. I made a fool of myself in a mockery of the faith, but when I came back to Him, I found out that His mercy endureth forever. And so where you're at in your life, let me tell you, His mercy is real. Amen. And He's making a way where there seems to be no way. I want you to know tonight, oh, I believe in God for healings for Deja. I'm believing God for healings for my own family. I'm believing God for miracles. I'm believing God to save your lost loved ones and the backslider. Amen. You know why I know that He's able? It says in His word, His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. So while we get ready to pray, hallelujah. Take a line from your story and put it there. I was written off by everybody else, but His mercy endureth forever. I never thought, Brandon said it, he never imagined he'd be up here, but His mercy endureth forever. Amen. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Begin to sing that song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
I want you to think about the words.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
If you need God to make a way, I want you to begin to come to the front of this church.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
You need God to make a way in something in your life.
My God,
oh, no matter what it
is, who you are.
There's some people in here tonight, you need to give your life to Jesus.
Waymaker, miracle,
you need to give your life to Him. He's moved on you throughout this service. He's spoken to you.
My God,
amen. He's ready to save you and to cleanse you from all sin. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Who else tonight needs the Lord to make a way? Come on. God, I need you to make a way. I'm desperate for the Lord to do something in my life. Hallelujah. I'm desperate for God to do something in my life.
Promise keeper.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, that is who you are.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good. Hallelujah.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the
I need some young people who are desperate for revival. Begin to come up here and seek God's face. Hallelujah. You're desperate for the Lord to do something new in 2018. Right now, begin to cry out to Him. He's a way maker. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take our time. You just come pray. You need God to move. Hallelujah.
That is who you are.
Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light
oh,
in the
hallelujah,
darkness,
hallelujah.
My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise
hallelujah,
keeper,
hallelujah.
Light in the darkness,
don't wait to respond. God is moving
is
in your heart.
You
respond
are.
To the Lord. Respond to the drawing of the Holy Ghost.
Waymaker,
let Him do something in your life. Let Him make
worker,
a way.
Promise,
oh, I can't. I can't do this. I can't. Yes, you can. Through the power
God,
of the Word, through the Lord, He'll give you victory.
Are.
Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle
hallelujah.
Worker,
those of you who would, pray
keeper,
with those who are up here.
Oh,
we need to bind together. Jesus,
God,
you're able.
That is who
oh,
you
I love
are.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who.